I'm hearing from Democrats that there's going to have to be some give and take on the paid family leave proposal. It's something there were already negotiations going on last year. In your opinion, what do lawmakers need to do to get a bill for this plan that you'll support?
Right now, as you know, many workers have family leave under Federal Family and Medical Leave Act, FMLA, but it's unpaid. It doesn't reach enough workers. It only starts at 50-person companies. I think they can start something at a smaller level than the federal. I mean, I think the discussion is, you know, do we go down to 30 people or 20 people? I don't think out of the gate this is going to be something or can be something that is going to be universal. It's just too much to take on all at once. The second piece is then how do we run it? And from our perspective, we want to make sure that the state's not on the hook from a fiduciary perspective, that it's not taxpayers aren't at any risk from it. And, you know, like other benefits, like many others, it can, you know, many companies do it themselves and others should be able to insure for it.
And we're also starting to see some advertising come out against the public health insurance option. Do you think this is going to have any impact on the course of this legislation going forward?
Well, I'm encouraged. It means we're getting close to the solution. If the special interests are worried and they're already throwing money against it, I called that out in my speech. I said it's outrageous that for-profit hospitals are using the money they make from overcharging patients to spend money against reforms that save people money. And legislators on both sides of the aisle are smart and can see that for what it is. I think everybody who was elected to this body in the legislature, me as governor, we hear from people, healthcare costs too much. I don't think there's any Coloradans who think they're getting a good deal because they're not. Whether it's the high cost of prescription drugs, high cost of insurance, we need to really have a bold agenda about saving people money on healthcare.
You also mentioned that you want to stand up to big tobacco. What specific proposals are you hoping to see from lawmakers this year that would do that and also reduce the teen vaping rate and teen smoking rate?
You know, we look forward to seeing what their ideas are. Certainly one area that's been highlighted where, you know, usually in Colorado we like to lead the country. One area we don't want to lead the country and we're number one is underage vaping. That means people under 18 who vape. So, you know, I'd like to see policies that allow for better enforcement of those minimum age laws. Obviously, kids are getting it. It's highly addictive, has nicotine content. It's variable, but often it can be even higher than cigarettes and therefore more addictive.
I'm also seeing Democrats vowing to renew their push to repeal the death penalty this year. Is that something you think you'll get behind?
I support that. I think it's, you know, whether you abolish it now or in 10 years or in 20 years, it's an archaic institution. It's very costly to taxpayers. Whenever that'll happen, there hasn't been an execution in so long in Colorado. It's really in many ways a formality, but whether that happens in a year or 5 years or 10 years, I think that's the way it's going, not just in Colorado, but nationally.
What do you see as the bipartisan opportunities this session?
Well, you know, last session, over 95% of the bills that I signed were bipartisan, were voted for support by Democrats and Republicans. There's a lot on tap this session. Obviously, we're very hopeful Republicans and Democrats can come together around transportation. We're hopeful that they can come together around improving early childhood education. Another challenge that we put to them is spend less. We'd like to keep more in reserve. Last year, we had, in our budget, had $180 million in reserve. The legislature cut that to $40 million. This year, we're coming forward with $118 million requests. We want to keep close to that. We want to encourage, while there's a lot of temptations to spend money in the short term, it's also important to save for a rainy day, and we keep wanting to reinforce that with them.
Thanks so much for your time, Governor. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.